朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在过去将近两个礼拜，神给我们一个机会，于师母和我到佛罗里达州去参加一个很好的一个学习的机会。
This past 2 weeks, the Lord has granted Pastor Nancy and myself an opportunity in Florida to attend a wonderful service.
虽然已经有点年纪了哈，但是还是很渴慕长进。
We're a bit advanced in age, but we continue to strive to grow.
我这次在东岸居然有人说你决定不到70岁，害我好难过。
And someone actually commented, oh, surely you're not 70 yet.
那还有一次我到Dunkin Donuts 去买 Donuts 的时候他给我 discount.
I went to Dunkin Donuts and they automatically gave me a discount.
我原来以为是因为他很喜欢我，对他蛮礼貌的 good morning 干嘛，等到我第二天去买的时候发现 receipt 上面写 senior discount.
Now, the very first day I thought they were just very kind to me because I was so polite, but the second day as I purchased the same donuts, I took a notice of the receipt because I got the senior discount.
他是给年长的优惠，那我知道加州有的是55岁，有的是60岁，有的是65岁，我不想占他便宜，我说你们几岁以上算年长的。
And I know in California, the different areas have different laws, sometimes 55, 60 and whatnot, and so I asked the cashier, when do you start giving senior discounts?
虽然钱没有差很多，从2.12块变1.91块哈，但是我还是问他，我想还他钱，我说你们几岁以上算年长的。
The price difference for the discount is only a little overa dime, but I didn't want to take advantage of them, so I asked the question.
他看我一眼，他说不管怎么样，我都会给你 discount.
The cashier looked at me and said, "It doesn't matter. I'm going to give you a discount anyways."
他根本懒得回答我了。
They didn't want to reply with my questions.
这是去东岸唯一受的刺激。
This is the only thing that I was kind of disturbed by.
但是我们里面真的很渴慕长进，也为着神家能够继续的长进。
But we really long to grow ourselves, and we really care that the house of God will continue to grow.
我们昨天晚上9点才回到家里面。
We got home past 9 p.m. last night.
虽然从东岸飞回来，我们从东岸的1点离开聚会的地方，回到家等于东岸的12点，所以11个小时在路上。
It's about 11 hours we were on the road. We started traveling at 1 p.m. Eastern time, and by the time we got here, it's approximately midnight over at the East Coast.
但是回到教会很喜乐很高兴，因为觉得弟兄姊妹的敬拜各方面赞美神都有进步。
But we're really excited as we come home in our midst that we discover that in this place we're growing. We find that brothers and sisters as we're worshiping, we're improving.
希望我在年初问大家的问题，大家都还记在心里面。
At the beginning of the year, I asked everyone a question. Do you still remember that question?
就是叫我们想你2015年到底有什么事情你觉得你活得太有价值了。
What is it that in 2015 you felt like I lived this particular aspect in my life with such worth?
到底在2015年有哪些事情你那么清楚地知道自己有明显的长进？
What specific items that you can identify and say I know I've grown in this particular area?
今年已经过了两个礼拜了。
2 weeks has passed this year already.
很快我就会2017年又来问大家了。
Very quickly, 2017, I will ask you the same questions.
我希望两个礼拜以前如果你答不出来，我不希望明年的一月初我们又答不出来。
And I prayed and I hope that if you weren't able to answer this question a couple of weeks ago, that you would not be in the same state a year from now.
好，我们现在要来到我们今年的主题，就讲到主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
We're coming to the theme of this year, that the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我跟你们说诚实话，这个题目真不好讲。
And I would be honest with you, this particular theme is very, very difficult to preach on.
陈明上礼拜好不好讲？
Brother Ming, was it easy?
那个他的挑战不在于他的内容。
He keeps shaking his head. The content of the message is the difficulty is not with respect to the content of the message.
我相信你们看讲章、看内容都想说，我早知道了。
And you look at the outline, you look at the content, you think, oh, I know all this stuff
already. 那就是我们的挑战。
That is our challenge.
大家都觉得我早就知道了。
Everybody says, I already know this.
但是关键是我们怎么样真的活出来。
But the problem is, how do we really actualize it?
我们怎么样真正的能够 free from 这么多 多的事情，从这里面得到释放。
How can we truly have freedom from all of these things?
上个礼拜讲到 free from sin 是从最终得到释放。弟兄姊妹，这是一个太大的题目了。
Last week we talked about freedom from sin. That is a huge topic.
而我们这么快，我今天就要见到下一个题目，叫做 free from condemnation 跟 judgment， 从定罪和审判中得释放。
And very quickly we're moving to this freedom from condemnation and judgment.
我在换到下一个题目以前，我里面不甘心，所以我前面还是从最终得释放，我还是要补充交通一些。
And I don't want to just jump right into it because I feel it's so important for us to refresh what was shared last week.
今天我们里面所有这种灵性死亡的光景
，all the condition of our spiritual death that we see.
都讲到我们跟神之间那个主观经历上的那个关系被切断了。
It talks about the fact that our subjective relationship experience with God, those things have been severed.
所以就会带进这些死亡的情形或是结果。
So it brings about these conditions and consequences of sin.
你千万不要以为说，哎，我还好啊，我没有觉得死亡啊。
Do not think, oh, I'm okay, I don't feel death.
那你知道我们曾经传福音举过一个例子哈，圣诞树被砍下来的那一天，它其实已经迈向
And we gave a very good analogy during Christmas when the Christmas tree was chopped or cut down on the day, on that day is beginning to die.
你们带回家的是绿绿的，很漂亮的圣诞树啊。
We bring it home and it's green, it's beautiful.
我们花很多的时间去 decorate 它，去装饰它，把这个彩带，把这个彩球，各式各样的东西来装饰它。
We take a lot of time to decorate the tree, to put on all sorts of ornaments.
但是枯干跟死亡是它必然的结果。
But death and being dried up is its natural consequence.
今天我们跟神的关系切断的话
，Today if our relationship with God has been severed,
我们外面看起来可能都还很好。
Outwardly maybe it seems like we're going to be okay.
我们用各样的方法去装饰我们这个人。
We would decorate ourselves. We would put on makeup.
我们把博士学位挂上去。
And we would put a PhD on us.
我们把 Vice President 的 position title 挂上去。
We put the Vice President title on us.
哎呀，我当了教会的长老、执事、传道人了。
I'm an elder. I'm a deacon. I'm aA preacher now.
哎，我们弄这么多东西挂上去。
We have so many decorations that we could put in our lives.
但是枯干跟死亡是一定的结果。
But death and dryness is its natural result.
因为跟生命的源头切断了。
Because we now have been severed from the source of life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们跟神之间只要关系一切断，我是指主观上的。
Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about from a subjective standpoint. If our relationship is severed from God,
我们这个人就一定进到那种枯干跟死亡的情形。
We will surely enter into that condition of dryness and death.
就算我们能够耗一段时间
even if we can sustain ourselves for some time,
但是枯干是早晚的事情
but that dryness is sooner or later.
死亡是早晚的事情
death is sooner or later.
我们可以在这里强颜欢笑
we may rejoice, we may laugh on the outside.
我们可以在这里用各样的方法去掩饰自己
and we could hide from all sorts of real conditions inside.
但是我们生命的本质，我们里面的情形就是逐渐枯干
but the quality and the content of our life, the nature of our life, we discover it is drying up.
我们跟神的关系越来越不真实了
our relationship with God becomes more and more fake.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天要来很认真面对的问题。
Brothers, this is something that we need to be very serious about.
而所有这种切断我们跟神的关系里面最关键的一件事情就是罪。
And everything that can potentially sever our subjective relationship with God.
他是全然圣洁的神。
The key element is sin. He is holy
God. 他不能够容许任何的罪。
He will not condone any sin.
而我们这个人生来就是罪人。
But we are born a sinner.
所以我们这样子的人怎么可能讨神的喜悦？
So how is it possible that we can please God.
所以上礼拜陈明弟兄已经讲过了哈，那罗马书五章罪因着一个人的悖逆就进了世界。
Brother Ming shared last week that sin entered the world through the one man.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在亚当的里面，我们不是因为做了什么坏事叫罪人。
Because we are in Adam, and it's not because we've done something that made us sinners.
而是我们从亚当所承受的生命就是一个 sinful nature, 一个会犯罪的生命。
But the life that we inherited from Adam is a sinful nature. It is a life that only knows how to sin.
不用人教的，小孩子不用人教的，他就会撒谎，就会犯罪的。
You don't need to teach anyone how to sin. A little child, untaught, would know how to lie and how to sin.
你我也是一样。
You and I are the same way.
在我们里面有一个黑夜的生命。
In us, there's a life.
在我们里面有一个惨不忍睹的生命。
And this is a life that cannot be seen.
仇敌来的时候，试探来的时候，私欲发动的时候，我们可以做出很可怕的事情。
When the enemy comes, when temptation comes, when our lust is activated, we do all sorts of dreadful things.
今天可能我们的家教，可能我们的环境，把我们好像保护住了。
Perhaps in our upbringing, our education, we are somewhat kept by them.
并不代表我这个人不可怕。
But it's not to say that we are not dreadful people.
弟兄姊妹，当神真的暴露我们、显露我们的时候。
Friends, just when the Lord truly reveals us to us who we are.
就像这么爱主的大卫被神暴露出来的时候。
Just as David who loved the Lord, but the Lord has exposed him to himself.
他说我是在罪孽里生的。
He says, I am born in sin.
连我母亲怀我的时候我就有罪了。
In my mother's womb, I was sinful.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果神真的开我们的眼睛，我们在主的面前会为自己的生命恶心的。
Friends, just if the Lord truly opened our eyes, we will be disgusted with the life within us.
我怎么会是这么可怕的？
How is it possible that I have such a life?
我们不敢随便再去定罪别人。
We dare not casually condemn others.
因为在我们里面的生命实在不比世界上任何没信主的人更好。
But we assume because we discover that our nature is no better than anyone in this world.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上也讲过所有的罪。
And the Bible also said that the source of all sins.
不仅仅神厌恶。
Not only does God hate them.
所有的罪。
Every sin.
都需要付代价。
And needs.Be paid for.
所有的罪
Every sin
一定有它的结果
has its consequence.
所以弟兄姊妹今天圣经上那么清楚告诉我们罪的工价就是死了
So brothers and sisters, the scripture tells it very clearly that the wages of sin is death.
不仅仅讲没有信耶稣的有一天要面对永活的审判
Not to say someone who does not come into faith in Jesus Christ one day they will come to the eternal judgment of the fire.
今天所有在座你我的不管你信主多久
But every single one of us, whether doesn't matter how long we come to faith in Christ.
只要我们犯罪
If we continue in sin,
死亡是一定的结果
Death is its natural result.
罪的工价就是死
Because the wages of sin is death.
连我们随从肉体都是死
Even when we live according to the flesh, it is death.
而且没有一个罪
And not a single sin.
神不审判的
Will God not judge?
所以弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为我今天也没事，我犯罪也没事
But brothers and sisters, do not think, oh, there's nothing that's happening when I'm sinning.
所有的罪一定有结果的
Every sin has a consequence.
所以我们在主的面前要存着敬畏战惊恐惧的心来看我们自己、啊、
So brothers and sisters with a fearful and the reverent heart we need to come and examine ourselves
所以当圣经上说当我们死在罪恶过犯中的时候
So when the scripture said that we were still dead in our trespasses
神叫我们跟基督一起活过来
God has made us alive in Christ Jesus
罪叫我们进入死亡
Death has brought us into sin has brought us into death
罪一定切断我们跟神之间活泼的连接
Sin willimmediately sever our lively relationship with God.
而罪的代价就是死。
And the wages of sin is surely death.
希伯来书说若不流血罪就不得赦免。
And Hebrew tells us that unless there's the shedding of the blood, the sin will not be forgiven.
弟兄姊妹你要想到哈如果今天不是因为耶稣基督为我们流的宝血。
Brothers and sisters, today, if Jesus Christ did not shed his precious blood,
所有你我今天犯的罪必须要有流血来为我们赎罪。
Every single one of the sins that we committed, there must be the shedding of the blood for the remission of that sin.
在旧约是暂时用畜生牲畜的血来替我们遮盖。
In the Old Testament, we see very clearly, temporarily during that time, the blood of animals was a covering for those sins and transgressions.
那个牲畜的血不能替我们除罪，它只是遮盖。
The blood of animals cannot remove the sin, but they simply just covers it.
必须等到基督来。
They have to wait till the coming of Christ.
才替我们真正赎了前约之人，就是旧约的人所犯的罪。
And that truly he has redeemed concerning the sins of the time past, of those who committed in the Old Testament.
而今天你我所有犯的罪。
And today, you and I, every sin that we committed,
如果仍然需要杀祭牲的话
if we still require the sacrifices of animals,
弟兄姊妹，我们早就成为穷光蛋了。
Brothers and sisters, we are, we would be absolutely poor.
你要花多少钱去买羊
Do you know how much you need to spend just on goats?
因为若不认罪，所有的罪将来都要面对审判。
Because if you do not confess your sins, every single one of your sin will bring you into death.
所以当我们今天读约翰一书第一章第九节 ，everybody 都会背的一节圣经。
So when we come to John chapter 1 verse 9, this verse that we all know very well.
他说：“我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。”
So that we, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这是小事情啊
Brothers and sisters, do not think this is a small thing.
在旧约要认罪不能够不带着血不带着牲畜的
In the Old Testament, if you want to confess your sin, you got to bring an animal with you. You got to bring blood.
而今天我们撒个谎好像没事一样
And today, if we give a lie, it just seems like nothing happens.
我们随便做不顺服神的事情我们好像没事一样
We do something that does not obey God, we feel like it's no big deal.
我们觉得等一下认个罪就好了
We feel, oh, we just need to confess my sin, it's no big deal.
然后又可以在基督里忘记背后努力面前
And in Christ, we can forget our past and we can move forward.
弟兄姊妹我们太轻看了宝血了
Brother and sister, we despise and we look lowly upon the precious blood of the Lamb.
所有我们犯的罪啊。
Every single sin that we committed.
不管你叫它大罪也好，小罪也好。
Whether you call them big sins or little sins.
都 cost his life.
It all cost his life.
让耶稣基督需要为我们流血。
That Jesus Christ must shed his blood.
血若我们的债若不还清，我们不能够从神的审判中出来的。
If your debt is unpaid, you cannot come out from the judgments of God.
好，弟兄姊妹，这种死亡的情形。
Brothers and sisters, these conditions of death.
如果我们不去解决。
If we do not resolve them.
我们这个人永远不可能脱离要变成跟神之间是活的。
And there's no way we could come alive in the presence of God.
所以当我们今年讲这个题目的时候。
So this year, as we focus on these topics,
我们为什么要回到一个最根基最重要的事情？
We come to one of the most foundational things.
我们需要从罪中得到释放。
We need to be set free from our sins.
我们需要从仇敌的控告定罪里面得到释放。
We need to be free from the condemnation and the judgment of the evil one.
我们要从神的审判管教里面能够出来。
We need to come out from the judgments of God and the disciplines of God.
让我们脱离罪罪的权势，能够过无罪的生活。
That we may truly be set free from the power of sin and live a sin-free life.
不然我们不可能真正有平安喜乐的。
Unless, or else we won't have true peace and joy.
每一次的犯罪
，and every time we sin,
都决定叫我们跟神的关系，还有跟人的关系受到伤害。
It will bring harm to the relationship that we have with God and with the people around us.
每一次的犯罪
，every time we sin,
都叫神的荣耀受到亏损。
That the glory of God suffers loss.
让我们自己和我们周围的人也受到伤害。
That we harm ourselves and we harm those around us.
我刚刚说到所有的罪都有结果的。
And I said earlier, every single sin has a consequence.
弟兄姊妹，请你们记得，所有的罪都有结果的。
Brothers and sisters, please hear me. Every sin has a consequence.
仇敌的诡计就是叫我们去 justify 我们的罪行，然后淡化可能的结果。
The enemy's scheme is for us to justify why we did it.And then for us to dilute the consequences of our sins.
为我们的犯罪找借口。
And we find excuse for the reason why we sin.
是因为我爸爸妈妈对我不公平，我才这么做的。
It's because my parents have been unjust to me. That's why I did it.
但是因为我这个老板太可恶了，所以我才这样子来反抗他。
I have a terrible boss. This is reason why I rebel against him.
他一天到晚叫我加班，也不给我加薪费，所以我要从公司拿点工具回家。
He takes me, wants me to have overtime all the time, and there's no raise, so I'm going to take some things home from work.
但是我的太太对我，或者我的先生对我那样子不好，所以我才发生婚外情。
It's my spouse's problem. They haven't treated me nicely. That's why I have an affair.
那是谁叫他把钱放在那边的呢
？Who told him to just put money on the table？
啊，我只是拿一部分，我还没拿全部呢。
I only took a part of it. I didn't take all of it.
没有一个罪可以有 excuse.
There's no excuse for any sin that is committed.
罪就是罪。
Sin is sin.
罪叫我们得罪的神。
Sin causes to offend God.
罪叫人叫自己都受到伤害。
Sin harms us ourselves and those around us.
更可怕的罪叫人跟神的关系，人跟人的关系受到伤害。
More dreadfully, it harms our relationship with God.With people around us.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要很诚实、很勇敢的来面对我们的罪。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be very honest. We need to be very courageous to face our sins.
所以我说，这种死亡的情形，这种最终的情形，不管我们承不承认，或是想不想去面对它。
And I said, whether we want to acknowledge them or not, these conditions of sin.
他都给我们自己和周围的人，还有跟神带来的最大的亏损和伤害。
Will bring the greatest loss for God and for us and the people around us.
而这个罪，如果我们没有去解决它
，And again, if we do not deal with the sins in our lives,
我在说我们不可能得到平安的。
I said that it's impossible for us to truly have peace.
因为第一件事情，我们自己里面，如果我们还属灵的话
，Because first of all, if we are still spiritual.
罪没有去解决，我们的良心一定会责备我们。
If the sin is not dealt with, our conscience will rebuke us.
良心会叫我们不安。
Conscience will not give you peace.
如果今天我们连良心不安的感觉都没有的话，弟兄姊妹，我们已经是麻木了。
If we come to the place where our conscience is no longer troubled, then we are at the place where we are numb.
为什么有很多人可以持续的活在罪中，可以持续的撒谎，可以持续的做坏事，而他里面没有感觉，是因为他的良心已经麻痹了。
The reason why some can continue in their sins, continue in lies, continue in doing evil, and not feel anything wrong about it because their conscience have been seared.
所以罪如果没有认真的去解决
if sin are not dealt seriously,
我们一定活在不安和被责备的里面。
We will live in worries, and we will not have peace, and we will have rebuke.
再不然我们就变成更可怕的人。
Or else we become someone that's even more dreadful.
所以有人说，每40万个人中间有一个人是没有痛觉神经的，有一种病。
And there's a particular illness out of every 400,000 people. One out of every 400,000 people has this particular disease.
以前我有个同事，他说他的朋友的孩子就是这样。
Where they lose their sense.One of my colleagues' child had this particular illness.
他讲起他的情形的时候，说那个妈妈都担心得不得了，因为孩子的手放到炉子上都烫到烧焦了，他没有痛的感觉。
And this the parents when they talk about the child, they just start to worry. This child, if his hand was upon the fire, he wouldn't feel being burned.
他被玻璃刀子刮伤了流血，他不会哭的，因为他不痛。
If he's cut by a broken glass or by a knife, he won't have pain. He won't cry.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天犯罪已经到没有感觉了，那是很可怕的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we sin to the place where we have no sense of worry. We are at a very dreadful place.
一个真正爱主的人，他的良心一定是敏锐的。
A person who truly loves God, his conscience is sensitive.
犯罪会叫他，良心会逼着他去认罪的。
And when we sin, our conscience will force us to come before the presence of God and confess our sins.
如果我们抗拒不去认罪的话，良心会一直责备我们，叫我们不安。
And if we resist our conscience will continue to rebuke us to the point that there is no peace.
以前有一次我住在一个弟兄姊妹，我跟于师母在他们家里面做客。
One time, Pastor Nancy and myself was a guest at a particular brother sister's house.
然后呢，他们晚上吃完饭说冲壶茶，大家喝一喝，聊聊天。
After dinner, we said let's have some tea, let's have some just some sharing and fellowship.
结果他们在帮我 refill hot water 的时候
，and when they were refilling the hot water,
那个热水一下子洒到我的手上
，and the hot water was spilled on my hand.
他们一直跟我道歉，跟我道歉，然后那个女主人说不要担心，不要担心，前一阵子有人刚送我一个最好的烫伤药。
They kept apologizing, and the sister said to me, "Don't worry, I have a very good ointment for you."
然后他就拿出来，我就真的在那个特别红的地方就把它擦一擦。
So really over the place where it looked like it was red, it was kind of burned, I put the ointment on.
你知道第二天早上
The second morning.
我发现昨天最红的地方，我擦过药膏的地方，那的确不太痛了。
And I discovered the areas that was burned, didn't feel like it was really hurting anymore.
反而昨天我认为比较不严重的地方，我没擦药膏的地方，比我原来严重的地方更痛了。
And the areas that I thought, oh, it was no big deal, it actually got worse than the area where I did put the ointment on.
就是说，我会不会因为有一个这么好的药膏以后，我就常常把热水往身上倒
？Brothers, I ask you this question because I know I have such a wonderful ointment for burning.Would I continually just pour hot water in my hands because I know I have a remedy?
这就是很多福音朋友问我们的。你们说信耶稣罪就得赦免，这不公平吗？你有了这个，你就常常犯罪也没关系了。
And so some gospel friends would say, this seems like it's a natural reasoning. If you have this magic potion that will remission or wash away your sin, then go on and live a sinful life.
那就是因为他们不认识神。
Because they do not understand God.
当我们真认识救恩、真认识主的时候，每一次的犯罪会让我们很痛苦的。
We truly understand God, understand His salvation. Every time we sin, there should be something that is just painful inside.
而且我们的犯罪会叫神痛苦。
And our sin would cause God great pain.
我就更不敢随便犯罪了。
So I do not seldomly and casually sin.
我不会因为有宝血我就任意犯罪。
I wouldn't sin just because I have the precious blood.
弟兄姊妹，这是不可能的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that is impossible.
所以当我们对罪没有感觉，甚至持续活在罪中，都说到我们已经掉到很黑暗、很可怕的。
When we're no longer sensitive to our sins and we are not dreadful of our actions, it speaks of the fact that we fall into a very, very dreadful state.
我不晓得今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹有没有人是这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many of you who are sitting here in this room are in that state.
我们一定要在主的面前披麻蒙灰，求主让我们对罪认真，对罪害怕。
And we need to put on sackcloth, we need to bow, and we need to repent and be fearful of the sins in our lives.
所以有一次，有个年轻人对那个传道人嘲笑他，他说：“你说有罪担，有罪的重担。”他说：“罪担多重啊
！”And there's a young man that mocked this preacher and said, "You said there's a burden of sin. How heavy is that burden?"
50磅吗？100磅吗
？50 pounds, 100 pounds?
那个传道人说：“死掉的人放再重，他都不知道。
A dead person doesn't matter how much weight is placed on him, he wouldn't know.
这就是圣经上说你死在罪恶过犯中。
And this is what the scripture meant when we are dead in our trespasses.
犯罪已经没感觉了。
And we are no longer sensitive to a lifestyle of sin.
因为良心已经麻痹，良心已经丧尽了。
Because the conscience has been seared, it is done with.
像这里所说的，像被铁热络的铁烙惯了一样。
It's just like it's been seared with a hot iron.
我们永远找理由。
We always find an excuse.
我们永远淡化它的结果。
We always dilute the consequences of our
actions. 我们永远说天下乌鸦都是黑的。
And we said all the crows under heaven, they're all black.
有谁犯罪？我不，除了我犯罪，别人难道没罪吗？
Aside from me sinning, everybody else is sinning.
好，弟兄姊妹，不要去为罪找任何的理由。
Brothers and sisters, don't find an excuse for your sins.
罪就是罪。
Sin is sin.
罪带来的对神最大的羞辱和伤害。
It brings the greatest shame and harm to the God whom we believe.
罪给我们自己和周围的人也带来的破坏。
And also to ourselves and the people around us, a sense of destruction.
这是讲到良心的问题。
And this is an issue of conscience.
接下来更可怕的是撒旦不止息的控告跟辖制。
But more dreadfully,There is an adversary, Satan. He continues to accuse.
撒旦一贯的伎俩，他一贯的 skill 跟 scheme 嘛，他就是先淡化这个犯罪的结果。
His scheme and his trickery is that he will help you to dilute the notion of the consequences of your sins.
他甚至帮你找理由去让你去犯罪。
He would even give you a notion of an excuse of why you sin.
或是用那个最终之乐来吸引你。
Or he will draw you from the temporal pleasures of sin.
等到我们真犯了罪以后。
Until you are sucked in and you have committed a sin.
他是第一个回来控告我。
He will be the very first one in line to accuse you.
而且永远不止息的控告我。
And he will never cease to accuse you.
从前他说没关系的，这有什么？
But the one that says, oh, it's no big deal.No big problem.
等你犯罪了以后，他说你这样子的人还想侍奉吗
？And the moment you sin, he will come and say, "A person such as you, you want to serve God?"
你这样子的人还要去教会吗？不要再装假了。
But such a person like you, you want to go to church? Stop being a hypocrite.
哦，所以有很多人不敢再来教会了。
So a lot of people, all of a sudden, they hear these accusations, they did not come to church.
他们不知道怎么去胜过里面的控告。
They don't know how to overcome these accusations.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌就是一直控告，一直控告，昼夜控告。圣经上说。
Our enemies will accuse and accuse. The scripture says, day and night he accuses.
连我们在睡觉的时候，他都在神面前控告我们。
Even while we are sleeping, he is the accuser that stands before God.
而他的控告都是真的，每一件事都是真的。
And his accusations, they are all true.
他没有诬告我们。
He did not present anything that was false.
他是根据 the fact, 我们犯罪的事实来控告我们。
He accuses you and me according to the facts that he's seen in our lives.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你要知道这是一件可怕的征战哈。
Brothers and sisters, you need to know that this is a dreadful battle that is taking place.
而这个控告到最后，人没有办法在神的面前。正常的侍奉，正常的敬拜，正常的来赞美神。
And the accusation would take us to the point where we cannot normally serve God, worship God, and live for God.
因为所有过去失败的黑影都一生追着我们。
Because all the shadows of our failures, they will pursue us all the days of our lives.
他就一直控告，一直控告，一直控告。
He will continue to accuse us.
每一次当我们再犯罪的时候，他就更深的来辖制我们。
And as we continue to sin, that accusation, that bondage will come even more severe.
所以主耶稣在这里，约翰福音第八章。他说我实实在在的告诉你们所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆
So John chapter 8 Jesus says everyone who sins they are slaves to sin
罗马书第六章十六节也说岂不知道你们献上自己做奴仆顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗
And also in Romans chapter 6 it says who you present yourself to be slave to obey then you are that one slave
或做罪的奴仆以至于死
Whether of sin leading to death
或做顺命的奴仆以至于诚义
or of obedience leading to righteousness.
在神的眼中只有两种
In the eyes of God, there are only two choices.
我们这个人从我们的眼中我们也只有两种主人
And in our eyes, there should only be two masters.
不是让神做我的主人
Whether the Lord, either the Lord is the master.
就是让撒旦借着罪借着肉体借着世界做我们的主人
Or Satan through sin, through the flesh, through the world, that he would rule over us.
你会说余弟兄你这个太狭窄的二分法
You say, brother, you are too narrow-minded. Why only two choices?
那不是我说的，是圣经说的。
I didn't say that. The word of God said it.
你说我是我自己的主人。
You said I am my own master.
我的良心管理我。
My conscience rules over me.
弟兄姊妹，当你这么讲话的时候。
Brother and sister, when you say these words,
就已经 100% 证明你不是神的奴仆。
It already 100% proves that you are no longer a slave to God.
因为在神的眼中，不是做神的奴仆，就是做罪的奴仆。
Because in the eyes of God, either you are His slave or you are the slave of sin.
当我们说我们是自己的主人的时候，我们已经不是让神做我的主人。
At the moment we say that I am my own master, have you discovered that you are no longer slaves to God?
所以有一个弟兄跟香港的一个黑社会的朋友传福音的时候，他说我不需要信耶稣。
There was a brother, he was sharing the gospel to someone who was in the gangster in Hong Kong. He says, I don't need a salvation.
Because
I've done everything by my conscience all my life.
那个朋友说，黑社会头子凭良心。
He said, you grew up in this, in this terrible world, this dark world, and you live by your conscience?
他说：“我举三件事情告诉你。第一个，我卖的毒品全部是纯的，不掺假。”
He said, "I'll give you perfect examples. The drugs that I sell, they are pure. There are no impurities in them."
底下我养的这么多的妓女，没有一个是我强迫来的，都是他自己来的。
All the prostitutes that I kept, they all came to me themselves. I did not force them.
而且我还花钱给他们买健保。
And I also purchase, I buy their health insurance, their healthcare.
第三个，我底下的喽啰因公殉职，我养他一辈子。
And all my servants, they're faithful to me. I will take care of them for the rest of their lives.
那他的家人的生活哈，他是不用养了。弟兄姊妹，这叫做凭良心。
He says, this is according to him. I've lived.According to my conscience.
所以当我们不肯顺服的时候，仇敌一直会来控告。
When we no longer want to obey, the enemy will come and condemn.
更深的来辖制我们。
And he will have put greater bondage on us.
你也许会问我良心的责备、圣灵的神的责备跟仇敌的控告怎么区分呢？
You may ask the question, how do I discern the difference between the voice of my conscience, the voice of God versus the condemnation of the evil one?
到底这个不安是从神来的还是从撒旦来的呢？
This lack of peace, is it from God or is it from Satan?
那需要另外一堂信息哈，但是我简单讲三个点就好。
That takes a different message, but I'll give you a very simple, three simple points.
第一件事情，源头不同。
First one, the source is different.
一个是从神，从圣灵来的。
One's from God, one's from the Holy Spirit.
一个是从撒旦来的。
One's from Satan.
第二个，他们的目的不同。
Secondly, the purposes are different.
神的责备，圣灵的光照，良心的责备，都是为的叫我们悔改认罪悔改归向神。
God's rebukes, God's enlightenment, the voice of the conscience are all for the purpose that we will repent and turn towards God.
它都是出于爱，不要我们一错再错，而要我们能够真正的悔改归向神。
It comes out of love that he doesn't want us to keep living in error, but we will truly repent and turn to God.
而撒旦的控告就是要破坏破坏破坏，叫我们灰心，叫我们失望，叫我们良心麻痹。
Satan's accusation is to destroy, to destroy, to destroy, and to make you lose all sense of hope and that your conscience would be seared.
而他们的方法不一样。
And their ways are different.
圣灵光照。
When the Holy Spirit illuminates,
叫我们看见罪，看见自己的可怕。
We see our sins, we see the dreadful nature.
而我们认罪悔改之后，他就停了。
And when we repent and we come to the Lord, that voice ceases.
他就安慰我们，鼓励我们继续往前。
You discover after we repent, comfort comes, encouragement comes.
仇敌的控告。
But the accusation of the enemy.
哪怕你认罪。
Or rather, even after you've come,
他继续唠叨，继续控告。
Even after you repented, that voice lingers and continues. It continues to condemn.
甚至过了两年，过了二十年，他还是继续唠叨。
Even after 2 years, after 20 years, that voice still lingers.
这是仇敌的控告。
That's the accusation of the enemy.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们的罪不解决
，Brothers and sisters, again, if we do not deal with our sins,
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。